We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to be joined by Jordan Wogu, star of the Michigan baseball team just a few years ago as they made the trek to Omaha for the College World Series. But if you're wondering how you can see Michigan baseball returns to the diamond this spring. Be there for every game at Ray Fisher Stadium. Season tickets go on sale Wednesday, December 1 at 8:30 in the morning, and they start at just $40. So if you're looking forward to spring, make sure you get your tickets now. Visit mgoblue.com for more information for your baseball season tickets. Now, Jordan Wogu up next on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
I'm now joined by former U of M baseball player Jordan Wogu. Jordan, thanks for joining us, and I know you're taking some classes. How are things in Ann Arbor this fall for you?
Been good, man. Been good to be at home and like see family, see friends like that I haven't seen in a while. Like, kind of just be where my roots are. Using the time right now to kind of learn what I can with class, and then also refine my swing and my approach, which I kind of been doing for the last month and a half.
When I want to get back to the academics, because I know your parents are both faculty members here in Ann Arbor. You're an Ann Arbor native, but right now you're in the minor leagues with the Cubs organization, the Chicago Cubs. What was the experience like last year in 2020 when you were drafted in the third round, number 88 overall, and then there was no baseball? Minor leagues was shut down. What was that experience like for you?
Honestly, it was a little weird. I was still, you know, putting things in perspective, it was pretty hard for a lot of people, but honestly, I was really blessed to be in that situation. Just, you know, getting drafted, still like having, like my life still going, honestly. Like, it's not like my life kind of stopped. I mean, we missed the season, which was hard to get over, but out of most people, like, we were pretty lucky. It was weird not having baseball, but we were still able to, like, hit and do stuff together with like my teammates and stuff like that. So honestly, it wasn't terrible. It was just like no organized baseball.
So no games, no organized practices, but you had the ability to work on some things. What were some of the things during that time period that, that you identified that you want to focus on in your game?
Consistency. I think one of the biggest things for me was I changed my swing a lot, like little adjustments here and there. Like a lot of like the good guys, you've seen that they had the same swing for a long time. I feel like my swing just changed so much and kind of just picking something and sticking with it. So that was one thing I worked on, but it's like an ongoing thing. That's just like the way it is.
This year, your first year in the minor leagues with the single-A affiliate, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, what was that experience like for you? We hear all the stories of the minor leagues of bus trips and, you know, long nights there, hotel stays. What was your experience like?
I actually liked it a lot. It was hard physically, but actually physically and mentally, mostly because of baseball, but outside of it, it wasn't like I expected. I think maybe because of COVID, the season, like how it was set up changed because we had an off day every week, but like during the draft, like I don't think they ever had off days. Like that wasn't something, that was something new because of COVID. And then we didn't have to travel. We only traveled once a week. And then the Cubs were pretty good about, you know, like the food and, living situations. Like we got that out the way early, and then it was kind of smooth sailing. I was just worrying about baseball almost.
And in terms of on the field, you guys, you obviously had a chance to get a number of at-bats, a number of innings in the field. How do you feel your game progressed over that year in the minor leagues?
I learned a lot about myself as a player. I think that was kind of stepping away from college and kind of just being put in a situation like where you're kind of on your own. Because in college, you're playing for your team. You have your teammates. Every at-bat, the team at-bat. And then pro ball, it's all like you're on your own. Like every take was honestly kind of weird. Like the difference in like your at-bats is not a lot of like, I mean, in big situations, there was a lot of dugout chatter. But like, you know, like everyone's kind of on their own. Everyone's kind of working on their own thing. So everyone's not invested as much in each other. And that was one big difference. So you really have to find yourself as a player and like have a lot of build a lot more confidence in yourself, which is something I struggled with. But that was the hard part mentally. And then physically, it was just a lot more volume. Like you're playing more games, you're playing every day instead of college where it was midweek here and there and then weekend series. So that was a lot, but I'm glad I got that. A lot of struggling done in my first pro season. I mean, in baseball, there's always a struggle, but I think I learned a lot of cues and different things that can help me like cope with the struggle now that I've had my first pro season.
What are some of the goals that you have or things that you're working on? Because you mentioned it's still a team sport, but you're on your own quite a bit. You're obviously working with coaches, but the whole goal is to continue to move forward, move up. What are some things that you're looking to improve upon in your game so that you can continue to progress throughout the majors?
I want to just keep refining my defense. I mean, in my first postseason, my defense got a lot better, which is one thing that I really wanted to work on. Maybe just repetition, like just kind of having confidence and then getting a lot of reps during like BP and throughout the year. And then hitting wise, timing was a big thing for me. So I've been working on just making my move as small as possible, but also like having rhythm and being adjustable. That's what I'm working on now.
So now that you've had that little slice of freedom, let's put it that way, and you've been away from having to have class, having to show up, you focused completely on your game. When the season was over, you came back to Ann Arbor because you're trying to finish your degree. What was it like coming back after spending some time away from the classroom, getting back into the classroom?
It's been a struggle, man. it's just hard, like, motivating myself as much because I have a job. That's my thing. Like, I want to focus on just hitting and becoming the best hitter possible and, like, studying the game. That's what I've been doing on the side, but having like that part of me that doesn't want to care for school, and motivating that part of me to do it has been hard, but it's been good. There's my mom, my parents are a big help, but my dad helps out. But he's probably one of the smartest people I know. He just knows everything, so I always ask him questions and stuff. And I mean, it's been fine, but it's just hard. Yeah. Like, I know I can do it.
I can only imagine. It would have been an unbelievable struggle for me to come back and try and take some classes because what you mentioned, what you were doing on the side, which was baseball because you were a student, and then it flips. Now you're a professional baseball player and you're doing the school on the side. I get it that it's a struggle. And you mentioned your parents. Your mom is in the engineering program. She's a teacher, a professor there. Your dad is also a professor at the University of Michigan Medical School. How much of their influence was there to get you to, and poke and prod you to come back to finish your degree?
I would say it's all of them, honestly. I mean, it was kind of, that was one thing that, because I didn't grow up, go through high school thinking like, oh, I'm going to play pro ball or anything. Like, I was always good at baseball, but like, my parents wanted me to use it as a way to get to a good school. And so I went to Michigan, and freshman, sophomore year, that's when I started doing well and realized like, oh, I can play pro ball. Like, this could be my career. And like, during that time when I was like trying to find an advisor, soon to be agent, that's when like my mom was like, she doesn't care what I do as long as I like basically promise to finish school. Mm-hmm. So that's just one thing I owe to her and myself. So I got to do it anyway.
I want you to go back to 2019 because we all remember that run that you guys had in the College World Series. But what was different about that team? Now that you've had some time to look back on that season, can you put your finger on anything that was different about that team?
I thought about it a lot, and there was a lot of like unselfishness. It was so like team atmosphere was absolutely incredible. Like Backus did a really good job, like establishing the culture that he wanted to have, and that was players that wanted to play for Michigan, and that was one thing that I think that showed. We were so close together because we all wanted to win, not so we could pad our stats, but so that we could do it for our school and because it was fun, that kind of thing. I just think we were all so close that that was one thing that I really did notice from that team. Good chemistry, you know?
Mm-hmm. And one of the most memorable moments of that game, of that season, didn't even come in the tournament, but it came in the Big Ten tournament. Take us back to the game against Illinois. You're up, the team is down, and you hit a game-winning two-run double. What'd you see when you got to the plate? What was your mindset, if you can remember back then?
I will probably remember that one for the rest of my life. I remember that one because I wasn't confident, honestly. Like, the swing before that, I check swung on an inside pitch that I shouldn't have, and I like fouled it off. I remember talking to because there wasn't, I remember there's, there wasn't a chance that I wouldn't get up, and situation arose, whatever, and I actually did get up. And I remember talking to Dom Clemente, Coach Backus. They were just kind of hyping me up because I was kind of like, they could probably see in my face that I was like, oh no, like I'm about to get up. And I remember just talking to people like that were just super positive and like, dude, no, you got this. Like, no waiver of confidence from them. And like, I was kind of like, I'm doubting myself. And so I guess I used that a little bit of confidence for my team. And that's kind of what put me in that position to, you know, swing at that pitch and put the best swing I could on it.
And obviously you make good contact. A couple runs come in, you guys win the game. What was the celebration like? And especially for the fact that you guys extended your season, and then knowing now that you look back on it, that was a big part of that the start of that run. If that doesn't happen, that run might not even happen in the tournament in the World Series.
Yeah. I mean, looking back, it's like that was the moment that kind of sparked us. It was, I remember I was actually talking to some of my teammates, like, you know, after everyone's thinking the same thing, like, we're probably going to go home after 2-and-out, season's done, like, go home. Like, people were probably thinking about plans after, honestly. And that moment kind of just was like, wow, like, you know what, like, we might as well put everything into this that we have, because this is, you know, seniors' last chance. This is, you know, some of the older guys' last chance, and some of the younger guys' chance to prove themselves, that kind of thing. Like, I feel like after that moment, we really all bought in and kind of didn't really care what the results were. We're stopped pressing for results, and just kind of like went out there and have fun.
You guys obviously made it all the way to the College World Series. When you walked out on the field, game one of the World Series in Omaha, what was the feeling like? And just take us through that moment of basically living a dream.
It was really cool. I don't know like what I expected it to look like, but it was surreal. I think that whole 2 weeks was probably the best 2 weeks of my life, and I'll like remember that one forever. Just like the fun that we had off the field, and I mean, it was almost more fun off the field just with the team than on the field, because like we were all so confident, loved each other, and knew that we were to go out the next day and, you know, kick ass. It wasn't like we were pressing like, oh, we got to do this to win. We got to do this. It was just like a lot of fun.
I appreciate your time this afternoon, and sharing your thoughts and memories on your time. Best of luck as you can finish up those credits, and I'm sure that relief will be there soon.
Thank you, man.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I want to thank Jordan Wogu for his time and an insight into that 2019 run, as well as finishing up. Best of luck to him as he finishes up his degree. For all your University of Michigan athletic information, stay tuned in right here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.